He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the February 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Happy Valentine's Day today. Hope you have your reservations made. One of the busiest nights in the restaurant industry. Let's see how the market is doing here. Do the investors love the markets today? Well, I'd have to say we're a little bit negative, a little bit neutral here today. The Dow down a couple of points. The Dow is at 16,025, and at least we can say we're above 16,000 once again. We've had a pretty good snapback from the correction that took place for the better part of January and the first week of February. Is the correction over? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute here. S&P 500 is down a point right now. S&P 500 is at 1,828. We've got the NASDAQ down 11, down 12 now. The NASDAQ is at 4,227. We have gold. Gold's had a little rally here. Look at this. It's up 1.5% today. Good move in gold. Best move in a while. Gold is now above 1,300. We better take a look at this in the newsletter this weekend. Gold is at 1,320, still a far cry from its all-time high, but it's moving in the right direction if you're a gold bug right now. Crude oil, 92.73. The euro is at 1.37. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.73, where it's been parked pretty much the entire week. And corn is at 4.44 a bushel. Let's not forget corn. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Capital Management in San Diego, California. Bright and sunny here today, but I know across the nation, continue to be plagued by snow and blizzards and blowing wind. And we're probably going to have a big influx this year of people moving to San Diego. We shall see. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in the market this past week. It's been a busy year so far this year. I've put a lot of extra time into my newsletters this year. And of course, at the end of the week, we'll be putting a lot of time into the newsletter this weekend to let you know where we're at in the markets right now. There was a lot made of this chart that was shown during the week of the similarities between the market today, the chart of the market today, and the chart of the market back in 1927, right before the big market crash. What are we to make of that? Well, you know what? If I could predict the markets, I would be, a genius. I would be in high demand on all the television talk shows. Nobody can predict the markets. That's all we can do is the best that we can do on a daily basis. And the one thing we don't have a defense against is the overnight event that takes the market down 25% in one day, 23% in one day, like it did in 1987. But remember, back in 1987, it also came roaring back pretty quickly. So, you know, that's all I can do is look for the signs, look for the clues, and I see those signs, and I see those clues in the individual stocks that I track on a daily basis. And I saw a lot of signs and a lot of clues that were worrisome to me as we ended the year 2013, and I started taking a bit of a defensive posture. I got as high as 60% cash, taking a little money off the table here and there, protecting hard-earned profits. And now as I sit here today, I'm back down to just 35% cash. I have found quite a few good stocks that meet my very stringent criteria this week, and they'll be published in my newsletter this weekend. I've already sent out the tweets of what I've bought, and in this weekend's newsletter, we'll have all my buys and sells, just like any other weekend. I'm about as transparent as one could be. You see right through me. Look at this. Right through me. I publish, I tweet everything that I buy and sell. And I probably made, I would say, 6 or 7 buys this past week. Now, earlier in the week, I did a little primer on shorting the market. You know what? Let me just tell you. I work in a 20-story building downtown. And about 4 times a year, we have a fire drill where the alarms go off as if there was a fire or an emergency in the building. And the warning bell sounds and a voice comes over the loudspeaker that goes throughout the building to evacuate the building immediately. And I'm on the 19th floor. I go down 19 flights of floors, which is no big deal. And then we head to a nice, big, open, grassy area until the problem is fixed or until the all-clear sign horn is sounded. And I think you have to be ready. When the signs start to appear, when you smell a little smoke in the market, I think you need to take a little bit of defensive action, because one of these times, it's not going to be a fire alarm. It's going to be the real thing. I think anybody who's been in the market for any period of time will agree with me that there will be another bear market at some point in time in the future. We had the big bear of 2000, 2001, which was just absolutely devastating to the NASDAQ and technology stocks. We had the bear in the housing market, which we really felt out here in Southern California, because we tend to have housing prices that fluctuate on a wider basis than maybe they would in DeKalb, Illinois. We also had a huge bear market caused by the financial crisis of 2008, and there will be another one at some point in the future. And I just have to stay very much in tune with what the market individual stocks. And usually it's just happens by a natural occurrence that one by one I start selling stocks and I don't find anything to replace them with as I start to see a lot of stocks in correction mode. And again, that took me to 60% cash, and now I've put quite a bit of that back to work. And as we sit here today, I'm probably 30 to 35% in cash with my gun locked and loaded, ready to pull the trigger on some more buys. But I did do a primer on shorting the market earlier this week. I think it's a good arrow to have in your quiver should we need to pull that arrow out someday. And you do need to be prepared and understand what shorting the market means. It simply means that you can go the other way of the market. If you don't like the market, you can buy an inverse fund that goes the opposite way. If you don't like gold, you can buy inverse gold. If you don't like the biotechs, you can buy inverse biotechs. If you don't like the emerging markets, you can go inverse the emerging markets. They can be very handy arrows to have in your quiver should we need them at some point in the future. We had a big day this week erasing one of the big doubts that was hanging over the market, that being Janet Yellen. We hadn't really heard from her. I think she seems like a polite little gal. She politely waited until Bernanke was done, until he had spent his last day as the Fed chair before she started making any kind of comments. And then when she did make comments, it was because she had to. She appeared before the Congress. I don't think you can say, "I'm not coming." I think once Congress calls you to testify, I think you have to testify. And Yellen testified before the Congress for some 6 hours. And we found out that she's another Bernanke, and if anything, even a little bit softer, a little more dovish than Bernanke. And that removed a big fear out of the market. That's helped the market continue to rally. We've had 5 or 6 good days in the market. But we still have some issues in the world that need to be rectified, mostly in South America, in Turkey, in South Africa. These are still some worrisome areas of the market, along with China. And so we just have to take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, keep our eyes open for good possibilities, good opportunities, and stay very vigilant on everything that we own. On Wednesday, we talked about, is the correction over? And I said at that point in time, I can't sit here and tell you right now that the correction is over. We'll take a look at a lot of the data points this weekend. We'll take a look at where we are technically, but suffice it to say, I've put quite a bit of money back to work. And where have I put it to work? Well, when we come back, we'll talk about a few. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back. Okay, well, we had a little technical difficulty there for a minute. We'll try to get our connection back, but in the meantime, we'll do this by phone. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We just talked about, are we out of the woods yet? You know, the market had a very different January this year than it did last year. Last year, we had a terrific January, and that set the tone for the whole year. We had one of the best years in the S&P 500 that we've had in a very, very long time. We'll take it, won't we? But it was very doubtful that we would repeat that kind of performance here in 2014. And, of course, we had a very, very different type of a January, which has kind of set the tone for this year. This year could be one of those choppy years where it's difficult to get a trend to stick. That makes it tough as an investor. 2012 was like that. We just couldn't get a trend, whether it was U.S. stocks or whether it was China or whether it was technology stocks, whether it was biotech stocks. We just couldn't get a trend to stick in 2012. Then, of course, 2013, along came the U.S. stocks, sat atop the leaderboard all year long, and along came small caps and mid caps and micro caps right here in the United States of America. And boy, did we ever have a trend that stuck in 2013. And then that trend started to wobble just a little bit late in December and in early January. And it looked like it was time to do a fire drill just in case this turns into another 2008. And we sold a little bit, and we raised some money, and we went as high as 60% in cash. And then we heard from Yellen. Things have started to stabilize a little bit, and we started to see a lot of stocks in very, very powerful breakouts. I mentioned several powerful, powerful breakouts occurring in stocks yesterday. And one stock is one that I have a very large position in. And I continue to have a very large position in the stock. The name of the company is Dexcom. It's right here in my backyard, another San Diego company. Boy, I'm telling you, the San Diego stocks, you guys should be thankful for San Diego. We've kicked in some of the biggest winners in the market here recently. Dexcom is a $3 billion market cap company. The symbol is DXCM. They develop continuous 7-plus glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. We've talked about diabetes on this show before. And we've talked about other diabetes stocks like Novo Nordisk, NVO, which I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, and which has been one of the biggest winning stocks in the market over the last decade. Diabetes continues to be a huge growth area, unfortunately. And Dexcom has a good foothold in this arena. Dexcom has been growing their earnings, growing their sales by about 50%, 60% per year. They don't quite have earnings yet, but their sales are really ramping up. Dexcom is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management, and here's the reason why. The reasons why. Over the last 5 years, Dexcom is one of the top-performing stocks in the entire market. You know me. I like performance. I like track record. I like management that puts money in investors' pockets. And Dexcom has put money in investors' pockets to the tune of 64% per year over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, Dexcom has produced 42% per year returns for investors. It's been a choppy ride, you know. Biotechs aren't a nice, smooth uptrend. It's choppy, but the bottom line is the bottom line. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 194%. And over the last 6 months, the stock is up 55%. You can go out there on the web, Google my name, along with the word Dexcom, and read the articles that I've written about Dexcom, and see how far Dexcom has come since I've written those articles. It continues to be one of the biggest winning stocks in the market. Dexcom was a $1 stock at the bottom of the market in 2008. Today it's a $43 stock. I can't say that I bought it at a dollar. Nobody rang a bell and said, hey, Gunderson, you got to buy Dexcom down here at a dollar. I very rarely buy $1 stocks. But, you know, as Dexcom started to roar, pick up steam, and started to put up the performance numbers, it started showing up on my radar. My radar is my app. It's my Best Stocks Now app that points me in the direction of stocks that are outperforming the rest of the market. But, of course, I require valuation. We can't really put a valuation on Dexcom right now because they don't have any earnings yet. However, we can look at the last four quarters at their sales growth. Here they are, plus 49%, plus 47%, plus 53%, and in the most recent quarter, plus 86%. That's top line sales growth. I got to believe at some point in time, that's got to start putting that bottom line into positive territory, and the company will start booking some profits. And I think the market also believes that they're headed in that direction. Why would I say that? Well, when I look at a chart of Dexcom, Dexcom continues to hit new all-time highs. I don't like charts that are in downtrends. I don't like charts that are in sideways trends. When Dexcom broke out last year out of a sideways trend, that's where I took note. Not only did it have the performance numbers, but it had the catalyst. The fire had been lit underneath the pot of water sitting on the stove, and now it's starting to bubble over and produce huge returns for us here at Gunderson Capital Management. And I continue to own Dexcom, DXCM. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, like I said, we've covered a lot of ground this week. We featured some stocks. Back on Tuesday, we featured BME, which I feel is a very good income and growth kind of stock. I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's BlackRock Health Sciences Trust. It's put up some phenomenal numbers over the years. In addition to that, it pays a very, very healthy dividend. And I am still a believer that you need to get your income in today's world, in today's economy, in today's rising interest rate environment from stocks that pay dividends. And we did very, very well with that last year. My income portfolio was up over 21% last year, while the bond market was negative last year. So that was a pretty good call, keeping you out of bonds and instead going in a completely different direction, stocks that pay dividends. We went to outer space on Tuesday. We didn't get lost in space, but we covered a little stock that is launching satellites into orbit. And they currently have 26. They're looking to expand it to 40. The name of the company is Orbcomm. Yeah, they're hooked up with Elon Musk with his SpaceX. He's the one that's launching these satellites. And then, of course, Orbcomm is selling time on their satellites to a lot of the various different people that need satellites and what they provide to us. On Wednesday, we covered Monster Energy. Now, there's going from outer space to inner space, right? Those kids going to high school, I see them drinking their Monster Energy drinks, MNST. now a $12 billion company. Who would have ever thought that a Monster energy drink would come from a little company in Corona, California, that made natural sodas and organic carrot juice, and now it's Monster Beverage, a very caffeinated animal. We also covered Packaging Corp of America. I've talked about PKG many times in the past, and I've always used the analogy, you know, you get a new computer or some new high-tech device, and it's in a box. And you shred and you rip the box apart, anxious to get to the new shiny device. And, you know, you never look at who made the box. You look at who made the contents, who made the box, who cares? Well, let me just tell you that Packaging Corp of America, PKG, the returns over the last 1, 3, 5, and 10 years have clobbered the returns of most computer makers. The stock continues to hit new highs. It had a huge week again this week. It bolted out on earnings, broke out to new all-time highs, continues to be a stock I own at Gunderson Capital Management, and it too pays a very healthy dividend. We talked about Ligand Pharmaceutical, a stock that I've added to my stable here, the aggressive growth stable at Gunderson Capital Management, the portfolio that was up just shy of 40% last year. Ligand Pharmaceuticals is another San Diego stock, believe it or not, that develops pharmaceuticals in the areas of oncology, central nervous system, inflammation, and blood disorders. It's now a $1.6 billion company. It has earnings, and the stock is hitting new all-time highs in the red-hot biotech arena, which looked like it was ready to give up the ghost here in January, and it just keeps on keeping on. It's the gift that just keeps on giving, and it's been very good to us at Gunderson Capital Management over the last 18 months or so. We talked about Comcast and the deal that they made in acquiring or their attempt to purchase Time Warner. We talked about what a great stock Comcast has been over the years. Another nice, healthy dividend payer, a company that has put up some big, big numbers for investors over the years. And then, of course, we just talked about Dexcom, a diabetes-related biotech company that continues to hit new highs. Well, we're going to talk about one more here before the end of the show. And guess what? It's a biotech. How did you guess? It's a stock that's hitting new all-time highs. How did you guess? It's a $6 billion company headquartered in the United States. How did you guess? How about this? It's another San Diego stock. You know, I'm very proud. At least we have good stocks. The Padres may not be the powerhouse in the Western Division of the National League. And the Chargers, even though we made the playoffs and we made it to round two, we knocked off Cincinnati and Bengals in the first round. But we eventually got beat by Denver, who didn't fare so well in the Super Bowl. Chargers will be back next year. Phillip Rivers throwing that ball down the field. But we do have some darn good stocks here in San Diego, and one of them is Isis Pharmaceutical, symbol I-S-I-S. Full disclosure, we own it at Gunderson Capital Management. Isis develops treatments for cardiovascular, metabolic, and neurodegenerative diseases and cancer using antisense technology. And there's several antisense technology biotechs out there. And many of them have done very, very well, including Isis Pharmaceuticals. Here's the particulars on Isis Pharmaceuticals. You know me, I like performance. I like stocks that are at the head of their class. Companies that have been returning big returns to their investors over the years, and Isis has done just that. Over the last 10 years, and believe me, it's been a wild ride. I've known over the years people that have worked at Isis or who do work at Isis. I don't get any inside information, but I know from talking to them that it's a wild ride in the biotech company and in the biotech industry. And I've even had the CEO on my show many years ago. I'd have to say 12 or 13 years ago. The stock has delivered 20% per year to its investors over the years. Over the last 5 years, 29% per year returns. Wild ride all over the place. Volatile as heck. Over the last 3 years, it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 80% per year to investors. And oh, how about the last 12 months? Huh? The stock is up 266% in the last 12 months. And in fact, ISIS comes in with an A performance grade, and it gets an A plus momentum grade. But we've got to have the discussion, which we always do. There's more to stocks than just performance. And, you know, this debate will rage on forever. Even here in San Diego, we've had some of the very best momentum investing houses, some of the very best momentum investment firms that use the momentum, the CanSlim, the Quant, the performance method. And we also have some very well-known value investors in San Diego. And I've seen both of those disciplines and both of those firms, one a momentum firm and one a value firm, I've seen them have good times, and I've seen them both fall on very, very hard times, wherein most of their assets disappeared over the next several years. So that tells me that value investing has its weaknesses. You know, the value investors got killed in 2008 when they stubbornly held on to a lot of the financial stocks that were right at the center of the hurricane at that time, and it took a lot of value investors down. And, of course, back in 2000, a tornado hit the momentum investing industry. I know, because I used to visit a lot of those momentum investing hedge funds, mutual funds, guys, RIAs like me that ran a lot of money back in the year 1999 and 2000 up in the Bay Area. Where are they today? They're scattered to the wind. They got decimated in 2000, 2001 when the NASDAQ got absolutely trashed. So obviously, momentum and performance investing has its weaknesses, big weaknesses. And there's not a perfect system, but I believe in taking a look at the performance tells us a lot about the track record. And I believe taking some look at ISIS. We'll discuss on ISIS. We come back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
That's right. That's what it's all about, being in the right place at the right time. Last week in my newsletter, I gave the example of a well-known short seller, Jim Chanos, who in 2013 was down like 16% for the year. The market was up 29%. He was in the wrong place in the market last year. It was not a good year for short sellers. And it's not a good year so far yet for short sellers in 2013. In fact, they've been wrong for the last 5 years. And I have to remind you that every week, one of the biggest things that I look at in the newsletter for your benefit is where we're at in this almost five-year-old bull market. And I've told you for the last 5 years now that the trend is still your friend.
The primary trend in the market is still up. That's another way of saying we are still in a bull market. And that trend continues, and we are still in, solidly entrenched in that uptrend. It will come to a stop at some point in time. We will enter into another bear market, and we'll take different kind of action at that point in time. But until then, the bull market is still in place. We've had several yellow flags along the way, including the first month of this year, the first 6 weeks. And as we sit here today, I still have a yellow flag up on the market. I was very tempted to take it down last Friday, but I wanted to hear from Yellen first. So we'll see whether this week's newsletter takes down that yellow flag and we go back to green. I can tell you that I put a lot of money to work this past week, and I found a lot of brand new stocks that I have not talked about yet on the air here. We'll try to get to some of those next week. But in the newsletter, they're there. On my Twitter feed, they're there. Everything that I purchased this past week. And I'm real happy with some of the buys I was able to make this past week. We want to try to do as well as we did in the market last year. I don't know. Last year was a pretty extraordinary year. But I'm going to do my doggone best to do everything I can, pull out all the stops to make money for people this year. And at the same time, keep my eyeballs in the rearview mirror. Because in the market, there's always something that's creeping up on you that you have to be aware of. You don't know if it's coming from Argentina or Brazil or from Shanghai or from Turkey, Istanbul. You just don't know. You got to be very vigilant in this business. And you hear me here every single day. That's a big part of what I do. Well, the market's open. I am glued to the screen looking at stock charts, looking at everything I own, and looking for opportunities. We were talking about Isis Pharmaceutical before we were so rudely interrupted by commercials, which are a necessary evil in this industry, especially when they're my commercials, right? But anyways, Isis Pharmaceutical has been a top performer over the last 1 year, been one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 3 years, one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 5 years and over the last 10 years, they are in a hot area of the biotech arena using antisense technology, trying to come up with new drugs to combat all kind of maladies that befall our mortal bodies. And here's another thing that you have to know about Isis Pharmaceutical, the stock chart. This is one of the most powerful stock charts in the entire market. I found Isis Pharmaceutical. I've known about it for a long time, but as far as investing in it, it started showing up in my app as a top-ranked stock. In fact, as we sit here today, it's number 5 overall. Out of the 3,820 or so stocks that I follow, it comes in at number 5. And it's a very large holding at Gunderson Capital Management in my aggressive growth accounts. Well, if you notice that we're a little bit different from the other shows out there, the other newsletters out there, the other so-called gurus out there, we are. We're a lot different. I believe we're very much different. We're not financial planners. We're not selling life insurance. We're not selling annuities. We're not selling seminars. We're not selling tapes. Oh, I do have a newsletter, you know, but I publish that newsletter hopefully to benefit investors out there to keep them in the right place at the right time. If you have a 401k, I publish a mutual fund newsletter. I made some purchases in that this past week. It's time to adjust your 401ks at work. If you are an aggressive investor, I have an aggressive growth portfolio. If you're more conservative, I think a lot of people look at me and say, ah, he's too aggressive for me. You know what? I have an income portfolio. It was up 21% last year. I have a conservative growth portfolio. It's done very well. It focuses more on large and mid-cap stocks. And you can see that if things don't look good, I'm not afraid to raise a little cash to protect you during the downtimes. I make no claims. I make no guarantees. The only claim I make is that I probably work harder than the average guy in my industry, because I see the average guys in my industry all the time. I work downtown in the financial district, and I see what their office looks like at 10 in the morning, at 9 in the morning. There's not a lot of people in there working. They've already got their holiday hours posted on the door for this weekend. Because we will have a market that is not open on Monday with President's Day. So, you know what? Look, there's a lot of mediocrity in the stock market, ton of mediocrity in the stock market, a lot of mediocre stocks, a lot of mediocre mutual funds, and there's a lot of mediocrity in my industry. It's up to you as investors to kind of crawl through it all and wade through it all and to ferret it out and figure it out for yourself, where the mediocrity, where the averages are, where the asset allocation that produces very little but makes very little, loses very little, makes very little over the years. That's my opinion. You have to decide for yourself what kind of an investor you are. A good place to start, just take a look at my newsletter. It goes out every weekend. My website is pwstreet.com, and I'm the money manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't hand it off to anybody else, no rookies, no apprentices. Noah interns managing the money. It's me that pulls the trigger and looks at the stocks every day. I have a lot of help, but in the end, I'm the guy. I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.